military brats, so I know what they look like instantly. What is that? I was like, what are they doing here? And they're scaring the community.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, these objects, these trucks.
This is Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Wavefarm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, January the 8th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. After this week's violent assault on the nation's capital, Michigan Democrats say those behind the election misinformation that is believed to have sparked the violence must be held accountable.
State Rep. Padma Kupa contends the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol is a sad reminder of April 30th, when protesters with guns raided the Michigan Capitol galleries. And she believes this week's violence stems in part from extremists refusing to accept reality.
The truth matters. Our elections are free, fair, and follow laws that are in place.
Democrats are urging the Michigan GOP to oust co-chair candidate Michonne Maddock, as well as for the resignation of officials who supported efforts to overturn the election. State Representative Darren Camilleri says that includes Michonne and her husband, State Rep. Matt Maddock, who joined the D.C. protests.
He should be censored and removed from office because we should not be serving with people in our government who do not believe in our government in the first place.
In a statement, Michonne Maddock said the rally was intended to be peaceful and agreed that those who broke the law should be held accountable. Mary Sherman reporting.
Meantime, social justice groups in West Virginia are decrying a state delegate's participation in the assault. Mountain State lawmakers are calling for the delegate's removal from the legislature.
Wearing a motorcycle helmet and shouting Trump's name, newly elected Republican Derek Evans recorded his participation with pro-Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol, gaining illegal entry and destroying property. State House Minority Leader Doug Scaff says House leaders are investigating Evans' actions. He points out that wearing a helmet is one of many indicators that Evans was prepared to riot.
His conduct is just not to the standards of what a legislator and elected official of the state of West Virginia represents, and we will be pushing forward to move him as soon as possible from his position.
Evans posted on Twitter that he was in the nation's capital as an independent member of the media. As of late Thursday, more than 33,000 people signed a change.org petition asking the state legislature to remove Evans from his seat for going against the Constitution and the rule of law. I'm Diane Bernard.
And our Eric Tegadoff reports those scenes of supporters of Trump breaking windows and breaching the Capitol shocked the nation this week, but they're also reminiscent of protests in Boise, Idaho.
In August, protesters of a special session in Idaho on COVID-19 safety measures shattered a glass door and rushed into the state capitol. Some in the crowd were armed and included far-right anti-government activist Ammon Bundy. Head of the progressive group United Vision for Idaho says the U.S. Capitol attack and the Boise protests are related.
Not on the same scale, of course, but very similar in tactic. And that's the point, right, is to instill fear by evoking violence and issuing threats.
This is PMS. A question on Pennsylvania's state ballot in 2019 proposing sweeping changes to the state constitution has been ruled unconstitutional itself by a Commonwealth court.
The proposed amendment, known as Marcy's Law, has been promoted as strengthening victims' rights in criminal proceedings. it would implement complex changes to multiple articles in the Constitution. According to Mary Catherine Roper with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, the 3-2 ruling handed down Thursday says the ballot question violates the constitutional requirement that voters must be able to consider changes to different sections of the Constitution individually.
The legislature sent to the voters a list of 15 new rights for victims that affect at least a dozen different parts of the Constitution and in several key ways lessen the rights of defendants.
Secretary of the Commonwealth Kathy Buchvar and interveners representing the rights of victims in the case have 30 days to appeal the ruling to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The ACLU says the amendment, if adopted, would tip the scales of justice even further against people who are accused of crimes. In the wake of more than 3,400 deaths and 12,000 COVID infections at Connecticut nursing homes, advocates for older Americans are pressing lawmakers there to better regulate the industry.
AARP Connecticut is asking the legislature's Nursing Home and Assisted Living Oversight Working Group to consider a series of reforms. Anna Doragazi with AARP Connecticut says nursing homes should not be allowed to ban technologies such as Alexa or in-room cameras that help families stay connected with their loved ones while visitation is restricted.
If you can't go into a facility, at this point you probably have real concerns about, is my loved one eating? Are they drinking? Is somebody coming to check on them? Are they getting their clothes changed?
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Among other things, AARP Connecticut is recommending nursing homes be required to have adequate stockpiles of PPE. Finally, our Roz Brown tells us New Mexico lawmakers will be asked to amend the state's 2019 Oil and Gas Act when the legislature convenes. That happens on January 19th.
The proposed revision would prohibit the discharge of produced water, the flowback from fracking known to contain dangerous chemicals and heavy metals toxic to humans. The legislation is in response to a produced water fracking explosion at a home in the Permian Basin. Bill's sponsor, Senator Antoinette Cedillo Lopez, says the law, if passed, will require the state's Oil Conservation Division to use the best available science for rules governing fracking.
It'll minimize the use of fresh water in oil and gas drilling, and it's going to make the discharge or the release of produced water illegal.
I'm Roz Brown.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
With Trump, and we'll see what happens.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house.
So listen, this is a blues riff from B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That was Johnny B. Good, and it's from the movie Back to the Future. We're in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you two segments on the Capitol building situation that happened a couple days ago. Was it yesterday or a couple days? I don't know. And some throwback songs from years ago. So we'll be back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. As the United States recorded 4,033 COVID-19 deaths January 7th, the first time over 4,000, the administration of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo also made a rare admission of error, saying the coronavirus vaccine rollout has not been going smoothly. Larry Schwartz, a member of Cuomo's coronavirus task force, told county leaders on a conference call, and I quote, "Things have been a little helter-skelter. I apologize for that, but this is a massive undertaking, and it's something unprecedented that we're doing here," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "We're going to work closely with the counties going forward and look to expand the role that counties play in the rollout. We'll follow up with you on what that means," end quote. Schwartz, a former secretary to the governor, State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker, and Gareth Rhodes, a deputy superintendent, said that counties would take on a greater role with vaccinations and receive more information. County officials on the call also said they were being forced to return unused doses of vaccines if they couldn't use them quickly enough to avoid hefty fines from the Cuomo administration. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy told a story about 30 vaccine doses that were, and I quote, "flushed down the toilet," end quote, recently when they went unused at a county nursing home. McCoy said, and I quote, "I couldn't at that point get enough people there," end quote. After Cuomo administration officials said that someone should get the vaccines rather than dumping them, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin pushed back, saying that, and I quote, "if that needle goes into the wrong arm, there's a potential $1 million fine. I know what you want to occur, but until the chokehold is removed and the flexibility is given, you're going to continue to have doses spoil," end quote. Meanwhile, Greene County health officials reported 40 new COVID-19 cases there and another death. The state's COVID-19 tracker website reported 52 new positive tests in Columbia County January 7th. Ulster County had 113 new coronavirus cases, and Dutchess County had 263 new cases. Rensselaer County had 182 new cases and another death, and Albany County had 298 and another death. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, Thursday, January 7th, said President Donald Trump, and I quote, "must be removed from office by his own cabinet or this Congress," end quote. The statement came one day after a violent right-wing coup was launched in Washington, D.C., attempting to overturn the American presidential election. Delgado said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "yesterday, a core tenet of our democracy, the peaceful transition of power, came under siege and in appalling fashion. The siege occurred in the people's house," end quote. Just hours earlier, President Trump gave a speech to his supporters in front of the White House where he not only spewed baseless claims of election fraud, but also proclaimed to those listening, and I quote, "you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong," end quote. A total of four people so far have died as a result of the siege. On January 6th, portions of the Capitol were vandalized and rioters briefly took over the empty Senate chamber and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. Delgado called Trump's response to the attack on the seat of Congress, and I quote, "a complete dereliction of his duty to protect the American people and defend our democracy," end quote. He wrote, and I quote, "the president's actions and words during a moment of great peril for our democracy made it plain that he is unfit for the office of the president. With a heavy heart, I've come to the conclusion that in order to protect our democracy, President Trump must be removed from office by his own cabinet or this Congress, end quote. The 25th Amendment of the Constitution allows for a president to be removed from power by a majority vote of the cabinet and the approval of the vice president for being incapable to hold the office. The other method is impeachment by a majority vote of the House and expulsion by a two-thirds vote of the Senate. The day before, Representative Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County, called for Trump's impeachment. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. A Trump supporter attending a rally outside the state capitol January 6th was stabbed multiple times and underwent emergency surgery to repair an eviscerated bowel at Albany Medical Center Hospital. The alleged assailant, 37-year-old Alexander S. Contempasas of Rensselaer, is accused of stabbing two people during a brawl in East Capitol Park between a group that gathered to support Trump and a smaller group of counter-protesters who showed up, several of them allegedly armed with weapons. Contempasas was arraigned Thursday morning in Albany City Court on charges that include first-degree assault, a high-level felony. Several other people were charged with minor offenses and given appearance tickets, including two counter-protesters that police said were armed with expandable batons. Contempasas' attorney said the victims in the stabbing identified themselves to police as members of the Proud Boys and that her client was defending himself from an attack. The FBI has labeled Proud Boys a right-wing extremist group. The group gathered at the Capitol in coordination with a major rally in Washington, D.C., and included about 35 Trump supporters, including at least three people the police identified as associated with Proud Boys. Contempasas has several posts on his Facebook page referencing Antifa, including a photo with a caption referring to himself as an, and I quote, Antifa protester from Albany, end quote, and another that says Antifa forever, end quote. One of the pro-Trump supporters who was at the protest January 6th was ticketed for harassment after he allegedly struck a woman in the face with a flag stick. The entire protest was monitored by undercover police who know Contempasas and other counter-protesters and witnessed them allegedly instigating the confrontation with the Trump supporters. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting American Airlines has resumed its service at New York Stewart International Airport, flying its Newburgh to Philadelphia route. Service started up again on Tuesday, January 5th. The airline suspended service when federal COVID-19 aid expired. American Airlines spokesperson Nichelle Tate said, and I quote, "We're always evaluating our network based on supply and demand," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "In light of the extension of the payroll support program, we plan to reinstate service to Stewart International Airport in Newburgh and will continue to operate to Philadelphia International Airport on an Embraer ERJ-45, end quote. Orange County Chamber of Commerce President Lynn Sion said this provides a renewed sense of hope at Stewart. The Philadelphia service is one flight per day. In the past, there have been as many as five daily flights aboard regional jets. JetBlue and Delta Airlines, which also suspended service during the pandemic, have not yet returned. Only Allegiant Air continued its flights from Stewart with a reduced schedule. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 8th. Pretty cold this morning. 15 degrees in Windham, 23 in Germantown. It gets just above freezing this afternoon, reaching 35 degrees at 2 p.m. It will be sunny, so grab those sunglasses along with that winter coat. After dark, temperatures fall to 20 degrees by morning. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 32 and some gusty winds at times. Sunday we'll have the same high of 32, but with calmer winds, it appears to be the better day to get out. No precipitation is expected for at least 5 days. Today's tide schedule is low at 4:38 a.m., high at 10:22 a.m., low at 5:22 p.m., and high again at 10:42 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:26. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19. Looking way up, we see on Sunday, Earth will pass through a boundary in the heliospheric current sheet, which is a magnetic pattern created by our spinning, erratic, and magnetic Sun. Geomagnetic unrest is expected, giving an incoming plasma stream a very good chance of sparking auroras. Solar wind speed is currently 377 kilometers per second at 4 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. There have been 5 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ AJ. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We're going to do half an hour of throwback songs and half an hour on the Capitol building situation. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I'm DJ Ricky, and I'm here with...
DJ Sean Money, aka Sound Engineer.
Alright, first we're gonna start off with some throwback songs, right?
Yeah.
So first up we got what's it called? Michael Jackson, you know, the most famous probably musician of any generation for that matter. With a song, what song we starting off with? Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, we can start off Smooth Criminal, you feel me?
A little Smooth Criminal.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Sugar, sugar.
running heartbeats, intimidations. Any are you okay? So any are you okay? Are you okay?
Come on.
Any are you okay? Any are you okay?
I'm okay.
Any are you okay? Any are you okay?
That was my boy Michael Jackson, you feel me? Smooth Criminal. That video, Most Notorious, obviously, for his little lean at the end, where he just leaned about a good 10 feet in front of him and kept his balance, you know. So what'd you feel about that? What'd you feel about that?
Any are you okay? I would say that it was one of my favorite songs.
Facts. It was one of the...
The beat in general.
Facts. One of his... better songs right now on YouTube got 472k views.
Really?
I mean 742 million views, not k. But yeah, the only song I feel personally, I don't know about anybody else personally, I'm gonna have to say Billie Jean is better.
Right.
She told me she got COVID. Matter of fact, we should just play it now, right? Put on some Billie Jean. Since we on the topic of Michael Jackson. And
yeah, we could play this. We could play Billie Jean after this. You feel me? Cool. Yeah, we gonna let you finish the rest of hearing the rest of the song, right?
Mm-hmm. Hope y'all enjoying the beat.
Gotcha.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. As of early January 7th, Columbia County recorded 4 drug overdoses in 2 days, and Green County one. One of the overdoses were fatal. Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said in addition to the overdoses in Greene and Columbia counties, Rensselaer County had 4 to 6 overdoses during the same time period. Quinn said, and I quote, "The overdoses in Columbia and Rensselaer were all non-fatal," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We use a utility called OD Map that lets us see overdoses around the state. There was a non-fatal overdose in Schoharie and one in Montgomery. It seems to be affecting the whole capital region area," end quote. In Columbia County, Quinn said one of the overdoses was in the eastern part of the county, one in the Hudson area, and one in the northern part of the county. He said widespread overdoses like these can be an indicator that a drug supply has been contaminated with a high quality of fentanyl. In response to the spike, the Greener Pathways Mobile Outreach RV made trips to Philmont and Hudson this week to reach out to community members. Quinn said, and I quote, "We hand out Narcan, we hand out fentanyl test strips. We're available if people who are actively using want to talk to us about getting help or just want to support people in the community who might know people who are having issues with substance use," end quote. Fentanyl test strips can be used to test for the presence of the drug, which is 100 times stronger than heroin, Quinn noted. Having a very small amount of it in a drug supply can cause a person to overdose. He said, and I quote, "We encourage people to test their drug supply and find out if it has fentanyl in it," end quote. The latest data suggests COVID-19 has accelerated the number of overdoses and overdose deaths nationwide. The CDC reports there were more than 81,000 drug overdose deaths in the 12 months ending in May 2020, the highest number of overdose deaths ever recorded in a 12-month period. To get a Narcan kit or fentanyl test strips, text Narcan kit to 2100 and a Greener Pathway peer advocate will respond. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. State Senate lawmakers, January 7th, united to call on congressional leaders and acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to hold President Donald Trump accountable for the violence that erupted in the U.S. Capitol this week. State Senator Liz Krueger and 35 other senators, including newly sworn Senator Michelle Henchy, sent a letter stating, and I quote, "We, the undersigned members of the New York State Senate, call on the United States Congress to hold President Donald J. Trump accountable for inciting an insurrection against the government of the United States, using all avenues available up to and including impeachment and immediate removal from office," end quote. The letter also calls for the expulsion of any congressional members who encouraged or assisted the president's supporters that stormed the Capitol. Since the incident, lawmakers in New York on both the local level and in Congress have been calling for the president's removal from office. Lawmakers are not alone. State Attorney General Letitia James, in a statement, also called for an investigation and potential charges. James wrote, and I quote, "For months, President Trump, his family, and his associates have espoused wild conspiracy theories that led to these acts of terror and sedition, and which elected officials are sworn to defend against. I am calling on the Justice Department to immediately begin an investigation into this attempt at insurrection and to hold all those responsible for their roles in fanning the flames that led to this failed coup," end quote. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Galvin Foundation has unveiled plans for Hudson's Depot District. The $50 million proposal is projected to bring housing units, business space, and a new park to the north side of the city. Galvin spokesman Dan Kent said the foundation defines the district as the area around the intersection of 7th and State Streets west of Green Street. The construction of two new buildings will create 65 new permanent jobs and 347 construction jobs for Columbia County residents. The plan includes 138 housing units, including market-rate and affordable housing at 75 North 7th Street and 708 State Street. Both buildings will have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units with amenities and green space. 34 of the 54 affordable housing units will be for households earning between $23,000 and $42,000 a year. The other 20 affordable housing units will be designated for those making $45,000 to $65,000 per year. 84 of the units will be offered at market rate, Kent said. 9 1,000 square feet commercial spaces will be located on the street level of both buildings. Women and minority-owned businesses will be given preference for 4 of the storefronts. A new park on the corner of State and 7th Street is also part of the plan. Future development includes the construction of 3 buildings on vacant land nearby. The $50 million price tag will be financed using both public and private funds. Kent said the goal is to complete construction on the first 2 buildings by fall of 2023. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
How? All right. So that was, what's it called? That was the news, right? So now we about to, we have a song, After Police by a special black group because of the Capitol stuff that happened yesterday. So we're going to play that and then talk about the Capitol situation. So, yeah.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the stand. Do you swear? swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help your black ass.
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the hell you gotta say?
The police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. That cause I ain't the one for a punk with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. With me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they the what. Searching down and grabbing his. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. You will swarm on any in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bad of cops in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this f***ed up incident?
The police and Ren said it with authority, because the n***as on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping, and I'm weak for them weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a n***a that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of it again, so they mace me to blind me. But that s*** don't work, I just laugh, because it gives them a head not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, you punk, read my rights and it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma kick ya, but drop your gat and Red's gonna blast. I'm speaking when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any that sweats me, any that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The villain that's mad with potential to get bad as, so I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the.
So that was After Police by NWA. So we have a guest here with us. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Imani. I've been on the show a couple of times.
Hey, guy, you know, of course, DJ Ricky and, you know, what's your name, man?
DJ Some Money, you feel me?
Right. Thank you, man. All right, so, as I said, I'm sure most of y'all saw that Capitol building stuff with, Trump, the White House, and, like, a bunch of people just crowding the White House and stuff like that. I mean, the Capitol building, right? Same thing.
Yeah.
So
no, it's not the same thing. But it's the Capitol building. All
right. But yeah, so we have a video on this. So I guess we're gonna have commentary while we watch it, basically.
Oh, meanwhile, up on the steps of the backside of the Capitol, we're seeing protesters overcome the police. The police are now running back into the Capitol building. We have cheers from the protesters that are watching behind the scenes. This is incredible.
Stop the steal! 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 Stop the steal!
And tactical vehicles are pulling up to the Capitol.
USA! 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 USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA!
this is a...
Alright, so that was just a clip of everyone who was surrounding the White House. DJ Sean Money actually said something. He had a good point. What he just said, so repeat that.
Oh, that if it was BLM, probably bullets probably would have been going up in the air. Facts. Like rubber bullets and stuff. Facts. The tear gas.
People in that video, like, they had nooses, signs, talking about Satan and stuff. That was a little weird. I don't know why.
I ain't see that one.
You didn't see that?
Yeah. No.
I did.
You did?
But yeah, but you're thinking about it. Like they say, like, if it was BLM, that there would be bullets and stuff. But literally, it was. It was BLM. Like, this is what happened, and it's not the same thing. Like, it's not justice at all.
Yeah, like, I was scrolling through Twitter, and I seen, it was like, they were being detained. Exactly. But they were just on the ground. I didn't see no detained.
Like, they were just laying there. Like, no one was being touched. No one was being forced to the ground. No bullets were shot.
I was
like,
lost.
Well, there were bullet shots.
I was lost.
And I heard that a few of the police actually got killed in the process, I guess, apparently, by the protesters or whatever. So I don't know how that was allowed, but in a Black Lives Matter protest, wouldn't have been able to get that close.
Like, but the difference between Black Lives Matter protesters and, like, these rioters, like, Black Lives Matter protesters were, like, fighting for, like, their basic human rights. Right. Like, but these rioters, they're literally just fighting because they want a president to be a president. Like, that's not how the system works. There's a voting system for a reason. He lost. That's it.
Like,
and these people aren't even thinking about that.
Trump never gonna stop trying to get his votes recounted. Like, mm-hmm. I saw this one meme and it was like Trump trying to get his votes recounted just for him to re-lose.
Exactly.
Just to lose again.
Exactly. Like, no point. So, what do you think? The people not gonna vote the same? Mm-hmm. Like, you think it was an accident? Like,
oh no, you
like,
gave us $600. We gonna vote for you now.
Nah.
The stimulus check.
Like, appreciate it, but nah.
Right, so... The Simpsons, right? Speaking of the Simpsons, I'm just bringing the Simpsons, okay? So, the thing about the Simpsons, you know how, like, the Simpsons, like, low-key be predicting stuff,
exactly.
Like, of the future? Y'all ever, like, y'all see that little clip of, like...
Mm-hmm. Where he was dead?
He was on the, like, he's dead. Homer Simpson was on his roof, yeah, and, like, everything was chaos.
There's a bunch of memes talking about something. Yeah. He's at the wrong Trump.
Right, like...
After
it, but it died. I was also scrolling to TikTok, and it was like Trump may be the last president. It was like this book, right, talking about. It was something about Trump could be the last president that we have, right? Because 2021 could be worse than 2020.
Yeah, seeming like it. Like, how are we gonna start off the year like this? Like, what?
Right? Yeah, I wouldn't.
We're
I wouldn't
barely
have th- I wouldn't
into
have thought
the
of that.
Year yet. Like, what
I wouldn't have
doing?
Thought of that. Me personally.
Like, literally, first of all, like why is there all this rioting? There's no need, like, there just needs to be, like, a right and a wrong, and the right just needs to happen. Like, I said.
Like, it's crazy, right? Like, it's 2021, January 8th, mm-hmm. and we already got riots started.
Exactly.
Like, we're already 8 days into the new year.
Nah, this is about to be a whole civil war. Like, it's about to be ridiculous.
Dude.
Cap, if we had a race war... I honestly think the whites would win. Only for the simple reason there's mad black people killing each other.
Yeah.
If we were to try to have to reunite,
unite?
I cannot speak English. If we had to unite as like a race and a nation.
Yeah,
there would low key be a fight though. Because like
fighting each other.
People be using...
And a fight for dominance. But I feel like low key, I feel like all the gangs could get together. Like, if they see, honestly, like, because, like, but think about it.
If the world
is
really that.
Nah, listen, think about it. Talking to, like, these people in the gangs one on one, no one's actually, like, mad hard. Like, no one just has no emotion. Like,
yeah, everyone has emotion.
Exactly. Like, if you talk to every single person one on one, like, you're good. Like,
you're
going to
unite. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Like, talk to one person, let them talk to their group. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be chilling together. Like, they're all fighting for the same thing. They're not going to fight each other. Unless it's for dominance.
Yeah, that's a valid point. That is a valid point, though.
Y'all ever watch 60 Days In?
Explain that to me.
All right, so it's like this show where they hire a bunch of people to go into jails, right? And they have to stay there for 60 days. Like, they're trained and stuff. Like, they have experience with, like, prisons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get information. They're kind of like snitches in a way. Mm-hmm. But they have to go in there and get information, make sure the jails are good and safe and stuff. And basically, no matter what pod, like, there's pods. Like, you know, like, the when there's a whole bunch of people
yeah.
in one big room. So, basically, in all of those, there's always race, like, separation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's the Woods, the Chicanos, and the Blacks, right? Right?
Okay.
Obviously, the Chicanos, Mexican,
yeah.
the Woods, the Whites.
Mm-hmm. Like,
so, and 60 days in, 9 times out of 10, people in the same group would fight more than, like, you know how, like,
people in other groups?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they would fight their own people more than they would fight people from other groups, which is why I feel like, as a race, we'd probably lose just because of that.
Just because of, like, petty arguments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel, yeah, it's all about, because guys are weird. They love to be so dominant. Like,